Where President Biden is right now, it's 9 o'clock at night. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He's just started his trip to South Korea.
I and my country look forward to a very productive few days together where we can get to know one another better.
The president's first stop, a Samsung computer chip-making plant similar to a facility the company will build in Texas.
These little chips, only a few nanometers thick, are the key to propelling us into the next era of humanity's technological development.
The emphasis on bringing manufacturing back to the U.S., at this stop in South Korea is an interesting paradox to his trip overall, which aims to counter China's influence by deepening economic ties with allies in the Indo-Pacific. Asian countries want to increase exports of things like semiconductors to the U.S.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Seoul. The president will also go to Japan on his trip. Well, back home, the price of gas, it's another record high, 11th day in a row. AAA has put regular up a fraction to just over $4.59 a gallon. It's $6.06 in California as oils remain expensive. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, though, told a Senate hearing Russia is to blame. Russia's leader.
You can thank the activity of Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine and pulling
those barrels. With all due respect, Madam Secretary, that's utter nonsense.
Republicans like Senator Josh Hawley blame Biden energy policies and regulations. Two people are dead in Chicago after a shooting last night that left eight others wounded.
In downtown Chicago, the Gold Coast neighborhood, it is just steps off of Michigan Avenue. And the shooting happened inside and outside of the restaurant. This is the front door of the McDonald's. It is all shot out. There's broken glass on the inside. Police say that a fight broke out here at 10:40 last night, and then someone pulled a gun.
Joni Lum with Fox 32 TV says a man was arrested, a weapon recovered. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Oklahoma already has numerous laws restricting abortions. Now another's about to join them. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt expected to sign a bill the legislature approved banning almost all abortions unless the mother's life is at risk or if there's a police report showing incest or rape. This is, we await, a Supreme Court abortion ruling. A leaked draft opinion shows conservative justices ready to overturn the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion rights nationwide. Until that final opinion's out, a federal judge has blocked a Kentucky law banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
The law, when it was enacted by veto override, all but stopped the procedures at the state's two abortion clinics in Louisville. Planned Parenthood Kentucky CEO Rebecca Gibran said the decision is a sigh of relief for women seeking the service. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, a Republican, said the fight's not over. Before the law was blocked, women seeking abortions had to travel out of state. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, another attempted rebound may be in store. Dow futures up over 200 points the day after dropping more than 200 again. It's all tied up in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. The Boston Celtics beat the Heat in Miami 127-102. They're just right now teeing off round two in Tulsa at golf's PGA Championship. Rory McIlroy in the lead.
When you get off to a good start like that, sometimes you can maybe start to be a little careful or start to, you know, give yourself a little more margin for error. But I stuck to my game plan. I stayed aggressive.
Will Zalatoris and Tom Hoagie sit tied for second, one stroke behind McIlroy. Other notables from the first round of the PGA Championship, Masters champ Scottie Scheffler posting a 1-over-71, and Tiger Woods, who was seen limping through the course as the round went on, wound up shooting a 4-over-74. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Now Woods and McIlroy are in the same group but won't play until this afternoon. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.